Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. So a lot of people are getting fatigue from things this year.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten monolith fatigue yet?
Yes.
You're tired of it already, aren't you?
I am. We've only been talking about it a couple weeks.
There's two more now. Now, it's the trendy new thing for the last part of the year. They've been spotted in Utah, Romania, California, and over the weekend, one was spotted in a Dutch nature preserve, and then one was just found outside Joshua Tree National Park on Sunday. There was one spotted in Pittsburgh, but no mystery there. The owners of Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop say they installed that one themselves.
Because of the other monoliths?
Yeah, they just thought it would be a funny thing to get people to come into their store.
Okay, well, we're here we are talking about it.
Another one spotted on Compton Beach on the Isle of Wight in England, where the locals there think it was a practical joke put on by some local high school students. An artist community known as the Most Famous Artist has taken credit for some of the monoliths, but they won't say how many or which ones, because some of them have been installed illegally. The group now says they will sell you a monolith just like the original type. They are $45,000 and you have to pay for shipping.
You know, I think if we just stop talking about it, then it won't be a thing anymore. If everybody joins together and just stops talking about it, then monoliths will become a thing of the past.
There's a great metalworking and welding program over at ECTC. I am pretty sure we could hook up with Dr. Pate and see if we could get us our own monolith out here on the front
lawn. What are we going to call it? Monoliths Are Us? I'm not going to talk about it, though.